This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about a month or two ago. The name of the company is Foothills Exploration, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol FTXP. And with us today is the Vice President of Finance, Mr. Chris Jarvis. Chris, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Before we get started with the Q&A today, give us a little bit of a back history of who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah, certainly. Foothills Exploration, Inc., ticker's FTXP, is a growth stage oil and gas company focused on the natural gas exploration and development. Our company's principal asset is in the Wind River Basin of Wyoming, consists of approximately 16,000 acres of highly prospective development acreage. And our key initiative is to generate high-impact exploration projects focused on oil and natural gas.
Let me ask you this, and I know you're not a fortune teller, but how do you see the price of oil and gas, say, over the next 12 months?
That's a great question for oil. If you asked me that question a few months back, I would have probably said, hey, you know, the world's entering in a post-pandemic environment. The global economy is proceeding to open and back slowly. And then we just had oil prices touching a six-year high. So I would have been pretty bullish. Now, however, with the Delta variant traveling around the globe, the outlook has become a bit murkier. Taking the Delta variant out of the equation and just discussing the first half of 2021 paints a bullish picture. The recent catalyst behind the steady rise for oil prices in 2021 has been the global rebound in demand. You know, when you look back at the demand destruction in 2020, really caused by the pandemic, has reloaded the global economy with a pent-up demand for 2021. So that's provided a pretty strong outlook for oil demand over the near term. In short, you know, we see oil prices over the next 12 months have a bullish bias from current levels, even with the Delta variant overhang in the market. In regards to natural gas prices, you know, fundamentals have been very bullish, and that's been reflected in natural gas prices. We've seen strong demand with slower supply growth that has pushed natural gas prices to $4. In addition, which is a big caveat, the forecasters are calling for a mild winter. If this year's winter heating season is normal or colder than expected, you know, it would just be another catalyst for higher prices. So, you know, it should be an interesting next 12 months for natural gas.
You know, I interview hundreds and hundreds of CEOs every year, and one of the buzz out there is EV, as you know, and it takes a lot of lithium and cobalt to make those batteries. And I tell you, and this is my personal opinion, I think that the EV market might be putting the cart before the horse, because I talked to all these lithium companies and they're having a hard time extrapolating the brine, you know, out of to you know, get the lithium out. And I just don't see where all this lithium is going to come from. And for me, I mean, you're saying that we're going to have so many electric cars on the road by 2025, 2030. I hope they're not getting rid of the gas pumps too soon, because I just don't see all this coming to fruition. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. And, you know, even if they can find enough of the lithium and the battery capacity, I mean, the supply is not going to be there. So price is going to go through the roof, and it's going to be reflective in the price points for cars. So, unless there's another emerging technology, I don't see it replacing, gasoline-fired cars anytime soon.
As you said, Chris, earlier, your flagship property is the Wind River Basin. That being said, are you guys currently exploring any new properties?
We're focused pretty much right now. I mean, we're looking at a lot of different acquisitions. Nothing too attractive per se. Our big, home run, if you will, is our Wind River Basin properties. You know, we're looking to secure an industry partners to develop the company's Wind River Basin properties. We're also looking to capture and acquire 3D seismic to develop a four-well drilling program to prove up our acreage. You know, the company is very excited about our Wind River Basin asset and ability to unlock, you know, significant value from this asset. That's a stacked play environment. We had a recent third-party engineering study on the company's Wind River Basin asset that indicated 18 million barrels of oil and 32 billion cubic feet of natural gas. Now, and the biggest takeaway from the study is that the estimated PV-10 value is $372 million. So, you know, we believe it's a significant number for a company of our size. And as we stated earlier, we're actively looking to develop the asset. You know, and also noteworthy on the Wind River Basin asset is our acreage is close to Beaver Creek and Big Sand draw fields. They have a cumulative production of 133 million barrels to date and about 1 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. And a little bit something more about the assets. You know, the properties are in Fremont County, Wyoming. Net acres is 16,387. Working interest is 100%. Our NRI is 81%. 100% of the acres is undeveloped, both in oil and gas play, and has multiple pay zones. So in short, we believe the Wind River assets provide significant value creation for the company.
And what is your time zone and plan to explore its current properties on that particular property?
It's our core focus for this year. So we're looking to, you know, JV or looking for industry partners to come in and do this four-well program. You know, again, this third-party engineering report is from a credible firm, so we're excited. And so it's definitely a focus that we're trying to do over the near term.
You know, I hate to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, but I'm sure that your shareholders want to know, my listeners want to know, especially if they take a position in your company, where are we at in the process of getting everything in compliance with filings and everything like that? Can you take a little bit of time and share that with my listener audience?
Yeah, we're up to date on our filings, our OTC disclosures. We just filed our Q2 2021 quarterly report. Obviously, we put an application in there, and we're just waiting to hear back. And then the second half of the year, we're going to get all those reports audited as well. So, you know, we had some really aggressive timelines to get this documentation and reports in, and I think we did a pretty good job getting it done.
How is Foothills positioning itself to move forward with the landscape of energy going green?
That's another great question. As you know, we announced March 30th the formation of a new subsidiary named New Energy Ventures LLC. So we're aiming to participate in the transformation of the energy sector. We're very excited to be participating in the global energy transformation because, as you know, the green economy has become a mega trend. In 2019 alone, $1.3 trillion in revenues generated. So with that said, Foothills is focused on the energy transition, is finding the right energy mix, as well as to advance in the future. And as you said earlier, oil and gas will be essential to the global economy for at least the next 30 years. The key is to protect our national security and provide a reliable and efficient source of energy. So we're looking at projects that can either interchange with natural gas, like hydrogen, or using existing infrastructure to not overburden the grid. So, you know, history has taught us one thing. It's not dependent on one energy source. So just to rehash, you know, New Energy Ventures' mission revolves around partnering with other management teams to develop different technologies for a sustainable and energy-efficient low-carbon future. The core focus for that is, you know, power generation, oil field clean tech applications. Initially, we aim to partner with emerging growth companies focused on carbon capture, blue-green energy, hydrogen production, also oil field tech, clean tech, and geothermal exploration. So, you know, we believe these areas will provide significant growth for the company moving forward.
What I'm hearing today that there's oil in Wyoming. Who would have thunk that?
Well, no, there's a big, plenty of oil in Wyoming, trust me, and gas.
Chris, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, if you take a look at Foothills and what we've accomplished over the last, 8 months, you know, we've had some really aggressive initiatives, and I think our press releases and our actions have backed what we, set out to do. I think moving forward, I think, you know, from the green movement, I think we're very well positioned to start capturing revenue streams down the road. And again, the Wind River Basin asset is really a game changer for the company. So, you know, once we get our industry partner in the door, and we drill and prove that up, I think it's going to have a significant impact on the direction of the company.
My guest today has been Chris Jarvis. He is the Vice President of Finance of Foothills Explorations, Inc. Take a look if you want to get on the ground floor of a oils and gas exploration company. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol FTXP. Chris, I want to thank you for stopping by. Hopefully you become a regular, come on the show every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'd love to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.